Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and today I'm going to bring you the AMA, the Ask Me Anything with user Bathing My Son. This is after I read the posts written by user Bathing My Son in the r/incest subreddit. The story is titled, I've Been Helping My Son Bathe, and it was a series of like 32 posts over the course of months. So when I read it, it was already completed for a couple of months. It had been up for a couple of months, and a follower had sent me the story to read. So, and I thought it was great. So I asked for permission, and here we are. So, the first question is from Gehwild, G-E-H-W-I-L-D, user. How much truth is there to the story? 100% of it, with mild embellishments that I'll outline later in another question below. User Hornet Limp 4022 asks, would prostate massage, milking, orgasm be included in any of your new incest stories? The reply is, we haven't done that yet, so no, it won't. I'm trying to keep it true to life as I could, and we just haven't gotten to that yet, with a question mark. If they asked, I couldn't see myself turning it down, but thus far, it's a rock unturned. User external ad underscore 952 asks, with so many posts / encounters covering so much, is there one point in the whole experience that stands out for you as the hottest? Okay, this is a good question. There are three, actually. Bathing my youngest through his recovery in the initial part of the story remains one of the hottest things I've ever experienced. I guess because it's where all this started, it really stands out to me as something caring / motherly and loving we shared. The second was the first time I grabbed and played with both of their cocks at the same time. I guess that really was a huge boundary for us. So that plus the nerves I was feeling, plus discovering they're both as big as each other, I still get goosebumps when thinking about the moment. Again, my answer has more to do with the feeling close to the both of them. The third, and this is probably not a huge surprise, was the double penetration we did. Now, before this, I'd never done anything like it, but there was something so fucking sexy about having them both inside me, so close to each other and me. I get serious chills when I think about the first time we tried it. Okay. These questions are for me. I don't know if I should put it at the end, but it just so happens they were in this order. So these are my questions from Mona Lisa 32. Have you gone further than double penetration? Yes. Since my last post, there have been some additional experimentation with what I'm capable of. Our first double vagina penetration wasn't planned, but it happened when the oldest was trying to slide into my ass for another double penetration, but he slipped and accidentally went into my pussy alongside his brother. There was a loud moan from all of us, as I was surprised to find it felt really good. So I said they could both stay there if they wanted. The stretch when they both were inside of me was really something else. I loved it. Since then, we've tried it a few times and everyone seems to really enjoy it. The second question. Are the boys dating anyone? And if so, is there a little jealousy? Neither are in relationships at the moment. Next question. What about you? I feel like no other lover will ever be better than your boys. I'm still single, but I'm kind of used to it now. I really doubt I'll ever find someone who could fill my sexual needs as they do. Having two cocks is definitely better than one, in my opinion. Next question. Has the sex continued or has it ended since this story? If it ended, was it amicable? She replied, "It's still ongoing. I just stopped posting because the updates take such a long time to write and I fell out of the habit of doing it." Next question. Do the boys get jealous of each other? This is a really good question that I'm glad you asked. Unless they're really, really good at hiding it, it doesn't seem like it. We made the rule that nothing happens between us unless all three are involved, for precisely this reason. I try my best to give them both equal attention, and communication is very clear between us. So my best answer is no. Do you have a favorite? Well, that's quite the question. I guess initially, and I'd hate to say this, the youngest was, only because of how it all started. That's not to say I didn't love them equally, but the connection we formed while together and alone was really something else. As time has gone on, however, we all gotten used to the new dynamic. Things have shifted, and there's no favorite. There's things sexually that they both do better at and enjoy doing more, so it's exciting to find out these new things about them and what they like. Since the oldest began learning my body, I'd say his performance has probably been better than the younger, but I'm not going to say he's the favorite. I then asked, "I knew your youngest was your favorite, but I could tell how your oldest was more confident and that he might be preferred as a sexual partner." Her reply was, "Yeah, I think a lot of that comes down to experience. With him living with his prior girlfriend, he definitely knew his way around a woman better." Was he always your favorite? That's not applicable. Number 10, or like the next question, how would you feel if they wanted to marry an older woman that was your age? I'd understand given the current circumstances, but I'm not sure either would. I think the only quote-unquote mom they're interested in is me. Next question. Was everything true once you established a title? Such great writing and so hot, by the way. Speaking very honestly now, there was a slight embellishment on my part when talking about the transition from one son to two. The period between him coming home and us engaging sexually was more awkward than I let on. Obviously, it was more complicated than me just sucking them both off. And the period from one to two, as my oldest dealt with what we'd been doing, was quite hard. As far as the sexual details of the posts, all of that is real, and I didn't make any of that up. Emotions are difficult to quantify and write about, so skipping a lot of that in my posts wasn't a difficult choice to make, and it was in fact a deliberate decision to make the writing easier. Last question. Will you post again? LOL. Yes, I will start up again. You've convinced me a lot of people are still interested in the going on in our house. Okay, next question. When did she start having a sexual attraction to her son, the youngest and the oldest? The youngest was only when I started washing him, so around the time of the first post. The attraction to the oldest really started when I noticed him sneaking glances at me in my crop top and thong. As my own clothing started dropping and we all became more comfortable being naked around each other, it was when that all kicked in. What was your youngest's experience? Has he had a girlfriend? Nothing serious, but I know he's been with a few girls in the past. You end up so horny after giving your son a hand job or blow job. Do you masturbate yourself? How often? I did, but only when I wasn't satisfied with the sex, which isn't often. Sometimes I feel left wanting more, which is only the real time I take care of myself that way. Okay, from user throwaway 4J0333. Would you ever consider bringing another woman into the picture? No, never. Only because if anyone ever found out about who we are, it would be life-changing, and not in a good way. Obviously, in a perfect world, I'd love to try that. However, it's just not feasible. User Super Horny Girl, SuperHornyGrl 505 asks, was this a real situation or just fantasy? Either way, it's fucking hot. Answer, all real. I really enjoyed writing about it as sort of a diary, and I'm glad I did. User such-mortgage-3119. Do you think there could be a possibility of jealousy between your sons as things progressed? Listen to the question earlier. I already answered that. The next question. Are there any other kinks you would like to do with your sons that you haven't already? Well, that's a question. There are some kinks I've, and I assume they've, got that are absolutely forbidden, like inviting another person into the mix. To expand on this a little more, because it's a good question, I think because the dynamic between the three of us is so tight, it's natural to want another to join. Not in any sort of romantic way, just to experience it. Over time, with two cocks at my disposal, pretty much whenever I want, adding an additional one into the mix is a huge fantasy of mine. I've got three places to put them, and I think having three to mess around with, even just once, would be my biggest fantasy. They'd want to add another girl into the mix more than that, though. Next question. This wouldn't be anything more than sex, however. Not looking for additional lover in that regard. In addition to another man to satisfy their desires for another woman, I'd love to be able to give them a double blowjob on my knees with another woman. Girls are just better kissers, and there's no denying that. User TechieRZ, TECHIE, capital R, capital Z. Do you feel somewhat like you've been training them to be good lovers? I wouldn't call it training, because that's not at all what this is for. If they've learned something that'll help them in the future, I'd be happy about that. Practice makes perfect, but that's not the goal here. Next question. Have you considered becoming a throuple with them? Either way, I know from now on they will compare all their partners to you, and it sounds like nobody else will be able to come close. No. Nothing like that. If they meet someone, I've made it very clear that they can pursue anyone they want. I see this as a temporary thing, and I don't want to ruin their chance for a healthy relationship. No one I've ever been with has come close to the feeling I get with them, however. So I see your point. So that concludes the questions on the AMA. If you guys have additional questions, I think she might be able to answer them, but we're not going to do it as an AMA. But you can always post questions in this AMA, and then I can send them to her if you really want it answered. I believe she has said, well, according to my question, that she might continue the posts. And if she does, I will go ahead and read that for you, but only post in this subreddit. I don't think I'm going to post on GWA, but I'm not sure. Haven't decided that. All right. Thank you for listening.